Like to invite the children to come up and share a message and time together. Hi, come on up. Hi, good morning, everybody. Are you well? Good, good. Yeah, I was just thinking about the scripture lesson that Elder Stark read for us, and the first line particularly, I heard something in that, and I was thinking, what happened this week? Something special happened on Wednesday. What happened on Wednesday? Well, we did have Ash Wednesday a couple weeks ago, but Wednesday was the first day of spring, yes, and so now it's all warm and sunny outside, right? That's true. There are tornadoes, like in Alabama. There were people there that had terrible. My wife once went down to Alabama to help people after a tornado down in a place called Tuscaloosa. So you're right. Springtime can bring some tough, tough weather. And it's also a time, it's not yet warm, is it? We don't quite have the sunny, warm stuff yet. But it did get me thinking, especially when I heard the reading this morning. It said, hey, come to the waters. And I thought, oh, let's see, springtime, warm weather, waters. And you know what that said to me? It's time for us to get out and enjoy the waters. And so I was thinking about from myself. Now this is something. This is a part of the interim pastor job description. You have to be able to walk on water. See? Proof positive, huh? You don't think I'm walking on water? This is the Sea of Galilee. It is in Israel. Don't tell people that there are stones and that there's a really big rock right under my feet. I want them to think I can really walk on water, okay? Oh, you're right. Okay, well, that kind of blows that for come to the waters. All right. All right. Well, you know what else it made me think of? It made me think of something I really love to do. Ugh. Hey, what is this? A what?
Surfboard.
It's not a surfboard. What is it? Got a place for my feet. Huh? Water skis. Yes, these are my own water skis, and I brought both of them. I'm ready. I think maybe after church, I'm just going to go take these down to the river, maybe the Navasink, and I'm just going to put them on my feet, and I'm going to jump in the water and water ski. That's a good question. I'll tell you. That is the boot on the back. Does anybody know what the little boot on the back is? What? If you're skiing, and you can do this. See, I grew up in North Carolina, and I grew up water skiing, not downhill skiing. I never did that until I went to seminary and took a week off from seminary to go ski. But that's a different story. But I water skied when I grew up, and I learned that if you're going fast enough, you can drop this one ski, and you stick your other foot in that boot on the back, and you, what they call it, slalom skiing, and you ski on just one ski. And then you can kind of cut and carve all over the place. And I used to be able to do that. And if I want to risk a lot, I could probably try to do it again. But, okay, so after church, I'm going to go down and jump in the river with these, and I'll be water skiing, won't I? No, why not? Well, first of all, it's kind of cold, so maybe I'll get a wetsuit, like one of those black rubber wetsuits. I saw people surfboarding in New England in February once, wearing a wetsuit. So I guess it can keep you warm. Okay, but what would I need other than just the skis if I want to water ski? What?
A boat.
Yes.
You don't have a boat. You're going to
Oh, I'm just going to be floating. I guess, okay, so I need a very powerful boat. Okay, to pull me on my water skis. Another thing I need is I also, whenever you're in the water, you always need to have this, right?
A life jacket.
So I'll put on my water skis, and maybe I'll put on a wetsuit, and I will put on my life jacket and my skis, and I'll have a very powerful boat. Then I can water ski, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Why are they bigger than me? I need a lot of ski to get me up on the water. Oh, this is getting rough. Okay, so I got the skis, I got the boat, I got the wetsuit, I got the life preserver. Am I ready to ski?
No.
No? Why not?
You don't boat.
I have a boat. I do have a boat. What else?
We still have to drive the boat.
Well, anybody want to drive the boat? I got a lot of volunteers that would be willing to drive the boat just to see me try to water ski. You know what I also need? I need something to connect me to the boat.
A rope.
A rope, yes. I need a tow rope, a ski rope, and that connects to the back of the boat, a very powerful boat, and it takes off, and I get up, and I drop a ski, and I'm slaloming all over the Navasink River, and people will be totally shocked. I will be totally shocked. Yeah, I definitely need a lifeguard. But you know what? I think that maybe this does help me understand the scriptures better, because what the prophet Isaiah was trying to say, and Jesus too, is that we need not just to have water and water skis. We need to be connected. We need to be connected to the source of our power and our spiritual power, and that's God. And so through our prayers and through our work together as a church and also through being prepared to do God's work, we have, like, prayer is like a rope to connect us to God, and God is the source of power that pulls us, and then we go up on our water skis of faith and do good things for God, right?
Right.
Maybe. Okay, but we're going to give it a try, and that's why we have the season of Lent to teach us how to be prepared. Okay, so let's have a prayer together. Ready to pray?
Dear God,
please help
Reverend Robinson
to not hurt himself by trying to water ski. But help us, God, to be prepared and be connected to you, the source of power, to help us do things you want us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so you're going to go on to church school. I think Mrs. Barnes is back here. If I do try to water ski, I'm going to sell tickets.